Oh, thank you so much.
This is a Working on Wellness Wednesday show. Tara has come in the building, and you have a topic this morning that involves understanding guaranteed issue coverage. What's that?
Yeah, that is insurance coverage that does not require you to answer medical questions to be qualified for the coverage. So it's one of those that whenever you see it, definitely pay attention and take advantage of it when you can.
So how do you get into that scene and be a part of it? Because a lot of people have questions about their insurance.
Yeah, I would say that's not on every policy. If you're part of an employer group, sometimes that can definitely be very helpful. It's guaranteed a little bit more through your employer because there's a mass of people part of it. But there are some individual policies that do provide, you know, say up to $20,000 of guaranteed issue.
All right. Issue us and educate us a little bit this morning about the options, what people should do, how they get some information.
As far as options when it comes to insurance, and I specialize in supplemental health, long-term care, life insurance, there are all kinds of options. And so first I'd recommend, you know, look at what you have. And if you're not sure, because trust me, it's complex, especially with, you know, life insurance and long-term care, get someone to look at it or do, you know, someone like me that can do a free policy review or coverage review and just see where you're at, see if there's any gaps. But there are all kinds that cover specific illnesses or policies that cover a number or, you know, like I said, life and long-term options and hybrid options, all the things.
All right. We got people out there saying, okay, Bill, connect us with Tara. How do they find you?
Yeah, you can find me at MidwestSupplemental.com or call me at 605-951-0053.
This is pretty serious stuff. When you start talking about critical illness, you start talking about hidden expenses, serious illness affecting more than your help can affect your family and finances.
Absolutely. And that's part of why I do what I do. So sitting with employees for almost 30 years in human resources, I've been the one across the table where they said, like, I don't know how I'm going to pay for this, you know, whether it's cancer or, you know, a major accident. Parkinson's is a big topic these days. It's very serious. And I think that's where it comes down to that financial protection, looking at it through that lens. It's not insurance should not ever be used as a fear tactic. It really should be to protect yourself and your family, your finances. You know, if something would happen to you, you know, how do you want your family cared for? And, you know, just being smart about it while you can, especially while you're working, that can make all the difference in the world. We don't want anyone in a catastrophic situation to where, you know, their finances are wiped out.
How supplemental coverage can help reduce financial stress by providing a cash benefit depending on the policy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of supplemental policies are what are called indemnity. So there's a set dollar amount per occurrence or per diagnosis or per procedure. And so, you know, as a consumer, that helps you know, okay, if I get diagnosed with cancer, you know, there's a first occurrence benefit. If it's, you know, this type of cancer and I have this type of surgery, it's going to be, you know, $5,000 plus $1,000, whatever. It just helps you see, especially when you're buying the policy, like where the benefits all come into play. And then it's paid directly to you. So then you get to decide how it's spent. So if you need to use it for your mortgage, great. If you need to use it for your high deductible, which are keep getting higher year over year, that's your choice. And that makes it just a lot more flexible for individuals and families.
Identifying gaps in the coverage, making informed decisions before they need to file a claim. And the goal is education so families can focus on recovery, not the stress.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's I'd say the beautiful side of this is if something does happen and you have coverage, You can at least take a deep breath and go, okay, something's going to be coming in to help us in this situation. Now I can stay with my spouse in the hospital or, you know, get care for them while I go to work. And that peace of mind is just really so incredibly helpful in those major life happenings.
My listeners out there, I know them. They're saying, Bill, how do we find Tara? How can we find her quick? And how quick can we get to her?
Oh, yeah. Well, the website, MidwestSupplemental.com, and feel free to call or text 605-951-0053. Or you can find me on LinkedIn as well, Facebook.
How do people keep up with insurance coverage? There's all kinds of opportunities out there. Everybody is a pitch man or woman. Mm-hmm. And today, we just want to help people feel mm-hmm. comfortable.
Yeah, it's a lot to keep up with. And you know, until I got deeper into this world, I might not have been much better than anyone else, except for through my, you know, profession. I did it with employees and on the employer side. But a lot of people don't keep up with it. They pay on coverage they've had for 10, 20 years that may not really help them, especially with the cost of inflation and,
right.
and the cost of a lot of things going up. And so that's where having a trusted partner that you can at least call and get a policy review can help you.
Policy review is a key word because mm-hmm. a lot of people get pitched a lot of different ways. Oh. They don't understand it. And they're like, that's not the way it was 5 years ago or 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And trying to remember what you bought. Say you can't find the policy, but you can confirm that you have one is a drastic difference of having the information in front of you and knowing you have it. And then there's a lot of people that don't read the fine print or don't like to. Like, we have our own nature sometimes.
Sure.
But that's where a trusted partner will tell you what's in that fine print. At least for me, that's very important. I don't want to put someone in a situation.
All right. I want you to come back in another show. We do yeah. a Working on Wellness Wednesday show and let people ask you some questions. Are you up for that?
You bet. You bet.
All right. We appreciate you, and we'll talk soon. Wow. Working on Wellness Wednesday, and we got our gal that was answering all those insurance questions coming back next week. She'll join us at 9:32 next week, and we'll give you a chance as the audience to ask the questions. 10 o'clock is the Agribusiness Hour. And we've been working very hard over the last week or so talking with some national issues like South Dakota farmers.